各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace to you, dear brothers and sisters.
让我们一同先来读几处主的话语。
Shall we first together read some of God's word?
请翻开出埃及记第30章。
Let's first turn to the book of Exodus chapter 30.
我们一同来读第六节到第九节。
Let's read verses 6 through 9.
要把坛，就是金香坛，放在法柜前的幔子外，对着法柜上的施恩座，就是我要与你相会的地方。亚伦在坛上要烧馨香料做的香，每早晨他收拾灯的时候要烧这香，黄昏点灯的时候，他要在耶和华面前烧这香，作为世世代代常烧的香。在这坛上不可奉上异样的香，不可献燔祭、素祭，也不可浇上奠祭。
You shall put this altar, which is the golden altar of incense, in front of the veil that is near the ark of the testimony, in front of the mercy seat that is over the ark of the testimony where I will meet with you. Aaron shall burn fragrant incense on it. He shall burn it every morning when he trims the lamps. When Aaron trims the lamp at twilight, he shall burn incense. There shall be perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall not offer any strange incense on this altar, or burnt offering, or meal offering, and you shall not pour out a drink offering on it.
我们在读以西结书，就是诗篇以赛亚耶利米后面以西结书第一章第三节。
Now let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, which is after Isaiah, Jeremiah. This is Ezekiel chapter 1.
第三节
Verse 3
在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结耶和华的灵降在他身上
The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest son of Buzi in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar and there the hand of the Lord came upon him
我们再读第16节
Verse 16
轮的形状和颜色好像水苍玉，四轮都是一个样式，形状和做法好像轮中套轮。
The appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like sparkling beryl, and all four of them had the same form, their appearance and workmanship being as if one wheel were within another.
我们要注意，这里有四个轮子。它是轮中套轮。
Here we need to pay attention that there are four wheels and they all are one within another.
再读第十八节。
Now verse 18.
至于轮网高而可畏，四个轮网周围满有眼睛。
As for their rims, they were lofty and awesome, and the rims of all four of them were full of eyes round about.
你知道这个The ring, 这个轮子的这个圈啊，它是满周围满了眼睛。
The rims of these wheels were full of eyes.
然后我们读二十节。
Now let's read verse 20.
灵往哪里去，活物就往哪里去。活物上升，轮也在活物旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。
Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go in that direction, and the wheels rose close beside them, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels.
我们看见啊，这里有灵，有活物和轮，啊，这个三样啊，都在一起。
Here we see the spirit, we see the living beings, as well as the wheels, all are together.
好，我们再读新约的路加福音第十九章。
Now let's turn to the New Testament.The book of Luke, chapter
18, 45 到46节。
Luke 19, verse 45 to 46.
耶稣进了殿，赶出里头做买卖的人，对他们说：“经上说，我的殿必作祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。”
Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling, saying to them, It is written, and my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a robber's den.
最后我们请读最圣经最后一本书启示录第八章第三节第四节。
Lastly, let's turn to the last book of the Bible, book of Revelation, chapter 8, verse 3 and 4.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉来，站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那一香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
Another angel came and stood at the altar, holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him, so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand.
好，还是请我们低头一起先来有一个祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主啊，谢谢你今天早上召聚我们来享受你的爱宴和你的同在。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because this morning you have gathered us to enjoy of your love feast as well as your presence.
主啊，现在我们要来听你宝贵的话语。
And right now we are here to hear your precious word.
亲爱的主，你的话是活泼的，是有功效的。
Your word is living and effective.
比一切两刃的剑都快。主啊，求你的话能够将我们的心思和意念能够刺入而且破开。
Your word is sharper than a double-edged sword, and it is able to separate our spirit and soul. We pray that you would do this.
主啊，我们求你的话语能够感动我们，也能够改变我们。
We pray that your word would move us and change us.
亲爱的主，我们爱你。
Dear
Lord, 求你用你的灵来充满我们。
Dear Lord, we love you. We pray that with your spirit that you would fill us.
我们这样诚心的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this with all our heart in your most precious name we pray.
Amen. 今天早晨在这里分享，心里的感觉非常的不一样。
As I share here this morning, the feeling in my heart is very different.
因为一方面我感觉到失去了一把遮盖我们的大伞的保护。
Because on one hand, I feel that I have lost the cover of a very large umbrella.
另外一方面也觉得肩头上的责任跟担子更重了。
On the other hand, I feel that the burden upon my shoulders is heavier.
因为我们亲爱的魏弟兄和魏师母，这上一代的主忠心的仆人已经把接力跑的那个棒子交在了我们的手上。
Because our older brother Wei and sister Wei have already passed on, and they have now given us this torch of the relay race into our hands.
同时呢，我们的心里面也是非常的受鼓舞。
At the same time, our hearts are greatly encouraged.
因为在我们中间呢，最近有好些的弟兄姊妹们受浸归入主的名下。
Because among us, many people recently have been baptized into the name of the Lord.
特别是年轻的一代。
Particularly those of the younger generation.
所以我们看见神家的延续和成长，那个生命力是非常的旺盛。
So we see that God's family is still full of life.
我们每一个人信主得救以后，都应该要学习做祭司来侍奉神。
After we are saved, we all need to learn how to be priests to serve him.
这个彼得前书啊，二章三节告诉我们说啊，我们是有君尊的祭司，也是圣洁的国度。
First Peter 2 says that we are royal priests and a holy kingdom.
所以我们是团体的来侍奉神，而且我们每一个人都是祭司。
So we serve God as a corporate body, and every one of us, we are all priests.
从出埃及记里面我们看见祭司的侍奉有很多，但是有两个重要的项目，就是点灯和烧香。
We see that in the book of Exodus, there are many priestly services, but there are two very important items. One is to light the lamps, the other is to burn incense.
我们这个一般人宗教的观念呢， 侍奉神就是做神的事工，是事务性的。
Our common religious concept is that to serve God is to do many activities in working for God.
但是呢，侍奉神却是属灵的事，而属灵的事呢，有的时候又是有一点抽象。
However, serving God is spiritual, and that spiritual thing sometimes it seems so abstract to us.
神是智慧的，他常常用图画来解释，因为一幅图画胜过千言万语。
Yet our God is wise. He explains things using pictures, and we see that a picture is worth 1,000 words.
在主的话语中，特别是在出埃及记中，他启示了一幅祭司侍奉的图画。
In the word of the Lord, especially in Exodus, a picture of priestly service is revealed.
教导我们什么是侍奉，而且如何侍奉。
To teach us what is service and how we are to serve.
从出埃及记25章到29章
In Exodus 25 through 29,
当耶和华晓谕摩西制造帐幕和其中一切的器具
When the Lord spoke to Moses to tell him how to make the tabernacle and all its utensils
并且启示了祭司的衣服和祭司的分别为圣之后
As well as how to sanctify the priest's clothing and their, also their service
也就是当祭司预备好可以侍奉神的时候
That is when a priest is prepared and ready to serve God.
他提到了一件很特别的事情，就是金香坛的制造。
He mentioned something very interesting, which is the creation of the altar of incense.
这个次序是很有意义的。
This order is full of meaning.
这个就告诉我们啊，一个祭司的侍奉是开始于金香坛的烧香，而不是其他的事物。
It tells us that priestly service begins with the burning of incense at the golden altar of incense and nothing else.
而烧香呢，和点灯呢，又是相连的，是并行的，是缺一不可的。
And that the burning of incense and the lighting of the lamps are connected, parallel, and inseparable.
让我用最简单的话来说，点灯和烧香就是读主的话和祷告。
Let me put it in simpler terms. Lighting a lamp and burning incense means to read God's words and pray.
你不要小看，读经还不会读吗？祷告我不会祷吗？但是这是祭司侍奉的重要项目。
Don't look lightly upon this. Do you think that you cannot read the God's words and cannot pray? This is an important part of the priest service.
不但初信的要学，就是信主多年的也要学，我们要更往前，我们要更进深。
Not only should new believers learn, but those who have been in the Lord for many years should go further and go deeper in learning.
好像吃饭、运动、呼吸，我们从出生到年老，要活到老、学到老，是没有一天可以
Just like eating a meal, exercising, and breathing, this is something from birth to old age, something that you cannot graduate from.
今天我愿意用出埃及记和以西结书中间的几幅图画来分享一个题目，就是临终烧香的生活。
And so today, from some pictures in the book of Exodus and Ezekiel, I'd like to share on the life of burning incense in the spirit.
这两个点。
There are 2 points.
一个呢，就是临终的烧香。
First is burning the incense in the spirit.
第二个呢，就是临终烧香的重要。
And secondly, the importance of burning incense in the spirit.
今天在这里只能概略的提一些重点。
I can just generally go over some important points.
如何实行呢？在主暑期特会中，团体祷告的操练里面，专题中间还会有更继续有更深入的交通。
In speaking about how we are to carry this out, we will have more discussion in our workshops.
好，我们先来看第一个点。
So the first point.
临终烧香。
Burning incense in the spirit.
这个里面我要分享三个小点。
There are 3 sub-points.
第一。
First.
我们的灵就是至圣所。
Our spirit is the holiest place.
祷告乃是在灵中所烧的圣香。
Prayer is the offering of the incense in our heart.
我们刚才读了在出埃及记 第三十章第六节那里说
We just read in Exodus chapter 30 verse 6
要把坛就是金香坛放在法柜前的幔子外对着法柜上的施恩座就是我要与你们相会的地方
You shall put this altar which is the golden altar of incense in front of the veil that is near the ark of the testimony in front of the mercy seat that is over the ark of the testimony where I will meet with you
所以我们可以看见这个金香坛呢是有三个 before, 三个 in front of, 在前面。在什么之前呢在法柜前在幔子外就是在幔子前。也是在什么呢也是在施恩座前。
So this altar of incense is in front of or before three different things. First, it's in front of the Ark of the Testimony, and then it is also outside of the veil, as well as outside of the mercy seat.
如果你把这个会幕里面那幅图画放在心里面的话你就知道啊这一个施恩座是这个香坛是比金灯台和陈设饼的桌子更接近至圣所。
And so if you are to put this picture of the tabernacle and its items in your heart, you will see that this golden ark, a golden altar of incense is the most close to the holiest place.
所以烧香祷告是最接近神的一种服事。
So offering incense, prayer is the service that is closest to God.
因为在施恩座前就是神与人相会的地方。
Because it is before the mercy seat where God meets his people.
好，甚至到了新约希伯来书九章下一个三节和四节的前半告诉我们。
And so in the New Testament, in Hebrews 9:3-4, it tells us,
至圣所有金香炉
The Holy of Holies has a golden altar of incense.
或者金香坛虽然不是说金香坛在至圣所但希伯来书作者呢他的意思是说金香坛是属于至圣所的
Here it does not mean that the golden altar of incense is in the Holy of Holies, but it belongs to the Holy of Holies.
因为在金香坛那里的烧香就是祷告能把我们领进灵里就是至圣所里
Because the burning of the incense of the, on the golden altar is prayer. It can lead us into the spirit that is in the Holy of Holies.
所以我们刚才唱的那首诗歌第一节一开始就说祷告乃是灵中所烧圣香
That is why the hymn we just sang in the very beginning it says prayer is the incense of a holy heart or spirit.
所以祷告不是拿了一个 list 到主面前为了很多事项祷告而已
And so prayer is not merely bringing a whole list of matters before God.
必须是用灵并且是活在灵中的祷告
It must be with the spirit and a prayer that is in the spirit.
这一个就需要操练。
This needs practice.
我们第二个小点就看点灯和烧香就是读主的话和祷告是不可分开的。
Our second sub-point is that lighting the lamp and burning incense, which is reading God's word and prayer, they are inseparable.
好，下一个slide，从出埃及记三十章七到八节我们可以看见。
And we see from Exodus chapter 30, verse 7 and 8.
每早晨亚伦收拾灯的时候要烧这个香。
Aaron, every morning, he will burn this fragrant incense when he trims the lamps.
黄昏点灯的时候要在耶和华面前烧这香作为世世代代常烧的香。
When Aaron trims the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense, and there shall be a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations.
这里两次提到点灯的时候收拾灯的时候要烧这香所以点灯和烧香两者是相连的是不可分开的
And so it is mentioned twice that when lighting the lamp or trimming the lamp that incense must be burned So we see that lighting the lamp and burning incense are connected and inseparable
把这个用到我们的经历上面
Now we need to add it into our experience
当我们从主的话语中得着了生命的供应和光照以后呢
After we have received provisions of His Word and illumination into our life,
我们就能明白神的心意，我们就可以照着他的意思来祷告。
Then we can understand His will and pray according to His will.
好，下面一个 slide 呢，就如主在约翰福音十五章第七节对门徒的教导。
Just as what the Lord taught His disciples in Luke 15 verse 7. 他说，
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
Sorry, John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you.
凡你们所愿意的，其实这里就是神所愿意的，你们祈求就给你们成就。
Ask whatever you wish, actually is what God desires, and it will be done for you.
如果我们有主的话，而且是摸着我们的那个话在我们里面的话呢，
If you have God's words and His words have touched you from inside,
我们就能按着主的话来祈求，而不是按着我们人自己的意思来祈求。
Then we can pray and request according to God's word and not according to man's own desires.
这样的成就，这样的祈求，主一定会成就。
This type of request, God will most certainly accomplish it.
有的时候我们听到或者读经有感动，里面也蒙了主的光照。
Sometimes we listen to sermons or we read the Bible and we are moved and we received His light.
可是常常觉得又行不来。
But sometimes we feel that we just can't act it and do it.
原因是什么呢？
What's the reason?
就是你点灯以后啊，没有烧香。
It is because after you have lit the lamp, you have not offered incense.
所以我们需要把从主所听见的，听见的，摸着你的那个话呢，要借着祷告带到主的面前来。
The word that you have heard from God that has touched you, you need to bring it to Him in prayer.
就像大卫在诗篇86篇11节那里说，他说，求主啊，将他的道指教我们，使我们能照着他的真理，就是他的话而行。
Just like what David prayed in Psalm 86:11, asking the Lord to teach us His way so that we can walk according to His truth.
这样的点灯烧香或者读主的话和祷告呢，有这样一个受教的心，主的话就能够实现在我们的身，实化在我们的身上。
When you read His word and you pray about it, then you have a teachable heart so that God's words can be realized in you.
我希望大家都记得了。
I hope you can remember this.
我们不单要读主的话，还需要祷告。你记得点灯和烧香是并重的，是不能分开的。
I hope that you will not only read God's word, but also remember to pray, because lighting the lamp and burning the incense are inseparable.
而且这个烧香是长烧着，是长烧的香，要一直烧到世世代代。
This incense also must continually burn. It is a perpetual incense for generations.
在新约时代呢，就是不住的祷告，就是恒切的祷告。
In New Testament time, this is unceasing and fervent prayer.
我们要世世代代一直持续的过这样子祷告烧香的生活。
We must continue to live such a life of prayer and offer incense from generation to generation.
就像在路加福音里面说到一个西面，也说到一个亚拿。
Just like in the Gospel of Luke, we see that there is a story of Simeon and Anna.
老弟兄，有老姊妹。
Older sister and an older brother.
不离开圣殿，禁食祷告，昼夜侍奉神。
They did not leave the temple. They fasted and prayed, serving God day and night.
他们是一直这样的过这样的生活，直到他们见到了他们所等待的弥赛亚耶稣基督第一次的来临。
They lived such a life until they saw the first coming of our Lord Jesus.
我们亲爱的魏妈妈、魏师母啊，也是这样一位祷告的榜样。
We know that our grandma Wei, she is such an example of prayer as well.
祷告聚会她一定要参加的。
She will most certainly attend prayer meeting.
到了她最后，她的思想都有一点模糊了，但是她只要一祷告，她的那个言语总是刚强，也是清楚的。
Towards the end, her mind would sometimes be unclear. However, anytime she prayed, her words were strong and clear, full of power.
这些年呢，总是有弟兄姊妹和魏弟兄、魏师母他们一起住。
These years, there have always been brothers and sisters who lived together with brother and sister Wei.
他们告诉我们啊，魏妈妈每天不晓得为多少人祷告，她是一个祷告的人。
And they tell us that every morning, Grandma Wei, she would pray for so many people because she is such a person of prayer.
魏弟兄和魏师母一定是天天在那里一同祷告。
Brother and sister Wei daily prayed together.
他们呢，好像以利沙称呼以利亚是以色列的战车马兵。
They are like how Elisha called Elijah, the horsemen and chariots of Israel.
今天我们但愿感动魏弟兄和魏师母的灵，也能够加倍的感动我们每一个人。
Today, the prayer is that the spirit which touched Grandma Wei as well as Brother Wei would also increase touch us more.
我们也能借着不断的这样过烧香祷告的生活，直到 主来或者直到我们见主面的日子。
And we pray that we will continue to live such a life of prayer and offer incense until the Lord returns or until the day we see His face.
第三个小点呢，我们要来交通呢，不可奉上异样的香。
The third sub-point is that we are not to offer up strange incense.
出埃及记三十章第九节那里说。
Exodus 30 verse 9 tells us,
在这坛上不可奉上异样的香，不可献燔祭、素祭，也不可交上奠祭。
You shall not offer any strange incense on this altar, or burnt offering, or meal offering, and you shall not pour out a drink offering on it.
我们知道在帐幕里有两个坛，一个就是外院子的铜祭坛，还有一个就是圣所里面的金香坛。
The tabernacle has two altars. The outer court has a bronze altar and the golden altar of incense inside the sanctuary.
铜祭坛是为着焚烧祭物献给神的。
The bronze altar is for burning sacrifices and offerings to God.
在那里，基督做了我们的祭物和取代为我们被杀献祭。
It is there where Christ, He became our sacrifice and substitution, killed and sacrificed for us.
在那里，他除去了我们的罪，他也了结了我们这个己。
There He took away our sins as well as ended our self-life.
并且借着他的血，把我们带进了帐幕里面。
And by His blood, He brought us into the tabernacle.
但是圣所里面的那个金香坛呢，只是为着祷告烧香给神的。
But the golden altar of incense in the sanctuary is only for praying and for burning incense to God.
使这个香上升，让神享受，是为着神的，不是为着我们自己的。
So that this incense can ascend for God's enjoyment, not for our enjoyment.
出埃及记三十章三十八节说啊，不是给我们自己闻的。
Exodus 30 verse 38 tells us it is not for our personal use.
三十章三十四节，今天我们没有打出来啊，是那里做这个圣香啊，是有三种新香的香料加上净乳香啊，就是基督的预表。
We see in Exodus 30:34 that there are three fragrant spices that make up this holy incense, along with pure frankincense. It is a type of Christ.
包括了，包含了基督完美的人性。他的救赎，他的受死。
It includes his perfect humanity, his redemption, as well as his death.
包括了他对付仇敌，并且包括了他复活的大能。
Encompassing his dealing with the enemies and his resurrection power.
你说这一些不就是基督的一切吗？
So would we ask, aren't these aspects of Christ?
而且最后还要加上盐。
And finally you add in salt.
就是基督十字架在我们身上的功效。
And that is the effect of the cross upon us.
所以只有基督和他的所成就的一切才是那个馨香的香料。
And so we see that Christ alone are the ingredients for the fragrance of this incense.
如果在我们的祷告里面包含了这一切的成分，就能做成至圣的香，使神能够满足，使神能够悦纳，甚至于也使神能够享受。
And so if our prayers include all of these ingredients of Christ, then this holy incense can be fully accepted and enjoyed by God.
Amen. 就如诗歌刚刚我们唱的第二节所说的，祷告乃是恩典所产生的香料。
Just like that second verse of the hymn we sang, it says prayer is the perfume of the plants of grace.
信心、爱心、苦难之花所调。
The flowers of patience, faith, and suffering love.
藏在满有香气的画里面。
Treasured in vials full of odors sweet.
这个画就是我们祷告的画嘛。它这个英文 vial 是一个玉瓶啊，这个里面装着这个很香的那个香。
These vials, this container, these are our words in our prayer.
给神吸入，欣赏其味之甜。
God breathes their fragrance in His courts above.
哎呀，我最近才发现这首诗歌的宝贵。
I recently have found the preciousness of this hymn.
英文写的又好，中文翻的也好。
Both languages, English and Chinese, are very good.
好，除此以外的香呢，都是 异样的香。
All other incense is called strange incense.
是不可以在这个香坛上献上的。
And cannot be offered on this altar.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们要问一问我们自己，我们有多少的祷告是在金香坛这里的祷告？
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves how many of our prayers are at this golden altar of incense.
有多少我们的祷告是为着神的满旨意，是为着他得着满足和为着神享受的？
How many of our prayers are regarding His will, for His, according to His will and for His enjoyment?
还是说我们一直停留在外院子铜祭坛那里献上献祭，是为着自己的需要来祈求神呢？
Or how many times are you just offering up prayers on the bronze altar in the outer courtyard, praying to God for your own needs?
不是说我们不应该求这些事，而是要进身，要往前，要到金香坛这里。
It does not mean that you do not need to ask for any of these things, but you are to go deeper and go forward to pray before the golden altar of incense.
就像前一阵子弟兄说的，我们不要光做神的儿女，我们还要做神的仆人，记得吧？
Just as our brothers have shared with us recently, we are not just merely the children of God, but we are His servants.
你也记得在路加福音18:9-14中有两个不同的祷告。
We see that there are two separate prayers recorded in Luke 18:9-14.
一个是自义藐视别人的法利赛人的祷告。
One was the prayer of a Pharisee who was very self-righteous and one who looked at others with contempt.
还一个是认识自己是罪人的那个税吏的祷告。
Another was the prayer of a tax collector who knew himself.
这个法利赛人的祷告呢，就是在自己天然人里面的祷告，他是看别人的不是，没有看见自己的不义。
This Pharisee, he was constantly praying in his own natural person. He was looking at other people's shortcomings and did not realize his own self-righteousness.
所以那个祷告是自我中心的。
Because that prayer was very self-centered.
那我们就反省自己。
And so we just elevate ourselves.
我们是不是有的时候祷告是控告别人的祷告，有的时候我们的祷告是向神抱怨的祷告。
Sometimes when we pray, are we condemning others or are we complaining, murmuring to God?
如果是这样的话，你说我们的祷告是不是馨香之气，可以到神的面前让他享受呢？
Then is this type of prayer one that is fragrant to God, one that He is satisfied and enjoying?
大卫在诗篇19:14里说，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
David in Psalms, he says, may the meditations and the prayer of my heart be pleasing in your sight.
但是今天早上我们得着一个深刻的印象。
Today, may we have this deep impression in us.
什么是蒙神悦纳的香呢？
What is the type of incense that is pleasing to God?
是出于基督的。
It must be of Christ.
是出于恩典的。
It is of grace.
是出于破碎的己的。
It is of a broken self.
这个才是至圣的香。
This is the fragrant, holy aroma of incense.
这才是灵中的烧香。灵中的祷告。
This is offering incense in the spirit and in the heart.
好，我们看第二个点。
The second point.
灵中烧香的重要。
The importance of burning incense in the spirit.
这边有五个小点。
There are 5 subpoints.
第一个。
First.
神行动的中心乃是金香坛。
The center of God's action is the golden altar of incense.
我们都知道这个至圣所里面的约柜是整个会幕的核心。
We know that the Ark of the Holy of Holies is the center focus of the entire tabernacle.
但是在实行上，神行动的中心呢，乃是金香坛。
But in practice, the center of God's action is the altar of incense.
这个就说出了，在香坛上的祷告乃是神在地上行动的核心和推动力。
We see that this illustrates that prayer at the altar of incense is the focus and impetus of God's movements on earth.
下面一个经节啊，这个启示录8:3-4。
In Revelations chapter 8 verse 3 and 4.
他把金香坛前众圣徒的祈祷。
We see that the prayers of the saints is before the golden altar of incense.
我们常常说我们的祷告到哪里去了呢？
Oftentimes we say, where do our prayers go?
他在这里啊，就把我们的祈祷和天上宝座前的景象实化在我们的眼前。
Here, God is showing us this vision of where our prayer goes.
那里说啊，另有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭堂边。
There it tells us, another angel came and stood at the altar.
有许多的香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷 一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
He's holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him so that he might add to it the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne.
那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand.
基督就是那另有一位的天使，他在天上是做大祭司的。
Christ, he is that other angel. He is the high priest in heaven.
他手里拿着什么？拿着金香炉。这个金香炉就是众圣徒的祈祷。
He is holding the golden censer, which is the prayer of the saints.
因为你从启示录五章第八节那里，特别是英文的翻译。
Because you can read from Revelation chapter 5 verse 8.
那里说众圣徒的祈祷就成了一个充满了香的金香炉，一个 bowl， 一个 censer。
And so there we see that the prayer of the saints, the incense is added to a golden bowl or censer.
我们的祷告不但是香，它本身也成为一个容器。
And so our prayers not only is fragrant, but it is also a vessel.
这样子呢，基督就可以加上更多的香，就是把基督的自己和基督的代祷也加在了我们的祷告里面。
And so now Christ can add in more incense, which is himself and his own prayers into it.
要和这些圣徒的祈祷一同献在天上宝座前的金香坛上。
And then it is all offered into the golden altar of incense which is before the throne in heaven.
所以我们众圣徒的祷告加上了基督的香就有功效。
And so the prayers of the saints with the incense of Christ now becomes effective.
所以当香坛焚烧的烟升到神面前的时候，神的心里面悦纳的时候，他就执行了他在地上的行动。
When the smoke from the altar of incense rises before God, it is accepted by God, and he will then carry out his actions on earth.
今天我们的救主，这一位天上的大祭司，仍然在天上执行他大祭司的职务。
Today,Our Savior, the great high priest, he continues his ministry as the great high priest in heaven.
所以我们不要轻看我们在地上的祷告。
So don't look lightly on your prayers here on earth today.
只要我们的祷告是在基督里，只要我们的祷告是奉主的名。
As long as your prayer is in Christ and in the name of the Lord.
只要我们的祷告是里面受到主的感动。
As long as your spirit is touched by the Lord.
就如诗歌最后一节说，祷告是我里面的基督。祷告天上的基督。
Then your prayer can be just like what it says in the last verse of the hymn that Christ in me is praying to the Christ above.
这样的祷告就有功效，所以无论求什么，主必垂听。
This type of prayer will be effective, and so whatever we ask, the Lord will fulfill.
第二个小点，我们来看以利亚的例子。
The next point, let's take a look at the example of Elijah.
就如这个雅各书五章十七节那里说到先知以利亚是如何祷告的。
Just like what is written in James 5:17 about how the prophet Elijah, he prayed.
以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的人。
Elijah was a man with a nature just like ours.
他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
And so he prayed, earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months.
这个恳切祷告啊，你若是去 Darby 这个版本的翻译是，他在祷告中祷告。
Darby's translation of this prayed earnestly is that he prayed with prayer.
Prayer with prayer 啊，甚至可以说啊，他的祷告就是神，就是基督在他里面的祷。He prayed with the prayer.他的祷告就是基督在他里面的祷告。
He prayed with and he prayed in prayer, saying that it is Christ in him who is praying.
所以是大有功效的。
So it's very effective.
第三个小点，我们来看以西结的异象。
The next up point, let's take a look at the vision of Ezekiel.
就是轮中套轮。
Next is a wheel within a wheel.
在以西结书一章十六节那里，我们看到了，特别是最后啊，这四个轮子都是一个样式啊，形状做法好像 轮中套轮。
We see in Ezekiel 1:16 that there's these four wheels, and each one of them there are wheels within a wheel.
这个什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of this?
就是说神在地上的行动啊，好像一个大轮子。
It's just like God's movement on earth today is like a great wheel.
这个大轮子的转动呢，乃在于里面那个轮子的转动。
This turning of the great wheel has a wheel turning within it.
也就是说，祷告中的祷告呢，能够带下。神的行动。
That is to say that a prayer within a prayer can bring about the action of God.
以西结书一章这个二十节那里说呢，我们就说到啊，三个事情是在一起的。
We see three things that are spoken of together in Ezekiel 1:20.
说到活物，说到灵，也说到那个轮子。
We see the living beings, the spirit, as well as the wheel.
这幅图画乃是一个人与神完全合一的。那个祷告。
This picture is a prayer of complete unity between man and God.
也就是说，人的祷告祷到哪里，神的行动工作就做到哪里。
That is to say, whatever man prays, that is where God will work.
这也就是启示录里面那一个宝座前金香坛的祷告所发出来的功效。
This is also the effect of prayer that is prayed before the throne in the book of Revelation.
这个也是以西结书一章四节那里说到，从北方。就是神所在之处吹来的狂风所带下来的。
As well as what is spoken of in Ezekiel, where God, He is in the north, and He is blowing this gust of wind, and it brings down with great power, and nothing can stop this action.
所以这个行动是带着能力的，是没有什么可以拦阻，没有什么可以阻止这种行动。
This action has great power. There's nothing that can limit or stop this action.
就如这个诗歌第五节所说的。
Just as what the hymn says in verse 5.
祷告乃是宇宙最大力量。
Prayer is the mightiest force of earth and heaven.
乃是神的炸药，无何能挡。
Prayer is the very dynamite of God.
推动那只，推动一切之手，转动大轮，掠过全地无流。
It moves the hand that all things moves and turns the living wheels that sweeps through earth abroad.
所以当香借着在金香坛那里的焚烧往上升的时候，
And so when the incense is rising towards through the burning golden altar of incense,
天上就执行他的工作，神就应允了人在金香坛那里所献上的祷告。
Now heaven is carrying out his work, and God will answer the prayers offered by the people on the altar of incense.
这一种祷告的答应，这一种天上的工作，能够感动一个刚硬的罪人来到燔祭坛前向神悔改认罪。
Now he is able to move a hardened sinner to come to the altar to repent and confess to God.
上个月在我们中间有11位的弟兄姊妹，昨天又有6位弟兄姊妹受浸归入主的名下。
Last month we had 11 brothers and sisters, and yesterday 5 brothers and sisters who all were baptized beneath the name of our Lord.
其中大部分是年轻人，从小学到读研究所的。
The majority of them were young, from elementary school to grad students.
你不要小看这些受浸的弟兄姊妹年纪轻。
Don't look down upon our young brothers and sisters because of their age.
若不是许多的父母，许多服侍他们的弟兄姊妹在金香坛前面的祷告代求。
If it were not for the intercessory prayer of many parents and brothers and sisters praying for them before the golden altar of incense.
我们知道我们年轻人，你不能让要他做你什么事，你要他做什么事他就不做什么事，所以年轻人不容易的受浸，他们也不肯在众人面前来做见证的。
We know that when you want a young person to do something, it's not easy. And so for them to be able to give testimony in front of the crowd is very difficult.
我们向神献上感谢和赞。
And so we offer our thanksgiving to God.
第四个小点，我们要来看枯骨的异象。
The fourth subpoint, the vision of dry bones.
感谢主，在我们中间有许多年轻人受浸归入主的名下。
We thank the Lord that among us are many young people who have given their lives and been baptized beneath the name of our Lord.
但是在这个末世，还有多少神的儿女迷失了？
However, in these end days, how many young people are still lost?
信心冷淡了。被仇敌掳去了。
Their love has grown cold, and they have been taken captive by the enemy.
就像祭司先知以西结在37章那里所看见的异象。
Just like the priest and prophet Ezekiel, what he saw in chapter 37.
一节二节那里说，他看见了 枯骨的异象。
There we see that he saw the vision of many dry bones.
神带以西结到了平原，看见那里有极多的、有极枯干的枯骨，遍满了平原。
There, God took him to the valley, and God showed him this plain that was covered in very dry bones.
我没有打出来，你读十一节，那些就是指着以色列家。
And I haven't typed it out here, but there it's pointing to the Israelites.
今天早晨，我们求主的灵带我们来看见多少神家的儿女，尤其是下一代。
And so we pray that the Lord will show us that these dry bones, they are the very next generation.
不但流失了，
Not only have we lost their lives,
枯骨一样毫无生气了，
But they are also lifeless like dry bones.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不但是我们心中难过悲痛，神的心又何尝不伤痛呢？
Brothers and sisters, not only do our hearts grieve, but do you think that God's heart doesn't feel the same?
再现在看下面
这个第九节。Let's take a look at the next one, verse 9.
我们不但要看见，我们也要起来对这些枯骨发预言，就是要祷告。
Not only do we need to see, but we need to prophesy. That is to pray for these dry bones.
求他使圣灵之风、生命之气吹进他们的里面。
That we pray and ask that the wind of the Holy Spirit would breathe life into them.
第十节说，他们就必复活，并且要成为极大的军队，起来对付神的仇敌。
And it says there that they will be resurrected, become a great army to rise up against the enemy of God.
我相信这是神心中所要的。如果我们这样的祷告，他必悦纳，他必成就。
I believe that this is what God desires, and so if we pray in this way, He will accept it and He will accomplish it.
最后第五个小点，我们来看团体的祷告。
The fifth small point, corporate prayer.
在路加福音十九章四十五到四十六节那里说。
In Luke 19, verse 45 to 46, it tells us.
我们看到主耶稣进了圣殿，赶出了里头做买卖的人。
There we see that the Lord Jesus entered into the temple and he was driving out those who were buying and selling.
说我的殿呢，必做祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
He says that my house is supposed to be the God's house is supposed to be the house of prayer, but you have made it into a robber's den.
这个神的殿是什么？
What is God's house?
当然一面是指着神的家。
Yes, it is God's house, His temple.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你我每一个人就是神的殿啊。
But brothers and sisters, you and I, all of us, we are God's house.
我们的里面是应该亲近神的。
What is within us needs to be a place where we draw near to God.
我们的里面应该是与神交通，并且是为人祷告的。
Within us needs to be a place where we have fellowship with God and a place where we pray for people.
求主光照我们，我们的里面是充满什么呢？
May the Lord enlighten us. What is filling our insides?
刚才所说神所喜悦的呢？
Are these things the things that please God?
还是充满了这个世上的忙碌和买卖呢？
Or are we just filled with the busyness and business of this world?
但愿求主加给我们力量，不要单顾我们自己的事，我们要为着神的国和神的名祷告。
May the Lord strengthen us so that we are not only mindful of our own personal needs, but of His kingdom and of His needs.
我们要为人的灵魂得救，我们的亲人，我们的孩子，为他们祷告。
We do pray for the salvation of man.Souls for our family members and our children.
我们要为了仇敌在神的殿中所做的破坏，我们要借着祷告来告诉神。
We also need to pray as we see the destruction of the temple of God's house by the enemy.
我们也要特别为这一次夏令会的讲员祷告。
And particularly pray for the speakers for our summer conference.
还有一些在我们中间生病的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
As well as the many brothers and sisters who are ill among us.
求主借着这一次的夏令会。不但消极的要来败坏仇敌一切的工作。
That through the summer conference, in our prayers, that negatively, not only do we pray that he will, that God will destroy the work of the enemy,
更要积极的借着我们大家同心合意的祷告来做他复兴的工作。
But more positively, we pray that God would, through our prayers, do the work of revival among us.
我们也知道有一些弟兄姊妹。
We also know that some brothers and sisters among us,
夫妇
some families, the parents,
已经开始了每周同心合意的定时的祷告。
That weekly they have set some time aside to pray for their children.
为着他们的儿女。
To pray for their kids.
为着神家的下一代。
For the next generation of God's house.
并且为着神在地上的工作祷告。
As well as they're praying for God's work here on earth.
我听到这些消息，我实在是，哎呀，向主献上感谢。我知道神一定悦纳，神一定垂听。
So when I hear this, I am so thankful. I know that God is pleased and He will listen.
这个就是仇敌最害怕的一件事。
This is the thing that the enemy is most afraid of.
就是教会团体 同心合意的祷告。
He is most afraid of the united prayer of the church.
但是我们都借着圣徒一起的祷告。
And so I hope we can pray together with the saints.
捆绑仇敌的作为。
To bind the works of the enemy.
释放神的儿女。
Release the children of God.
在地上神建立他的国度。
And build his kingdom on earth.
在我里面的主放在我里面的负担是沉重的，但是人的言语是极其有限的。
The burden that God has placed in my heart is very heavy, and man's words are limited.
我相信主的心是非常的急切的，迫切的。
I believe that God's heart is very earnest.
我们彼此鼓励，但是我们都从自己狭小的天地里面出来。
May we mutually be encouraged. May we come out of our small dwelling places.
顾念父的心意，照着他的心意来祷告祈求。
To care about the Father's will, to pray according to His will.
但愿他的旨意可以行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that His will may be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven.
最后，我愿意用一个最近听到的一个见证呢，来结束今天的分享。
Lastly, I'd like to conclude with a testimony that I've heard recently.
有一班的弟兄们呢，一直在为欧洲的复兴祷告。
There's a group of brothers who have been praying constantly for the revival of Europe.
2018年的时候啊，他们心中受到感动，要在欧洲的中心，就是德国，那里要找一个地方。
And so at the beginning of 2018, they were moved by the Holy Spirit, and they wanted to find a place in the center place, that is in the country of Germany.
可以接待圣徒，可以让圣徒们有一个交通的地方。
To find a place that they could host saints, to allow them to have a place for fellowship.
他们就找到了一个25英亩的一个久经失修的一个庄园。
They found a 25-acre run-down castle there.
哎呀，这个风景非常的美丽。
The scenery is beautiful.
价钱呢又比原想象的要低。
And the price is much lower than what they previously imagined.
这个经纪就问他们说了，你们要买这个 property 啊，是有什么做什么用途。
And so the broker asked, why do you want to purchase this property?
弟兄们说，我们是爱主的基督徒啊，我们要找一个地方啊，就是为着圣徒的聚集，为了接待。为了这个目的，经济说赶快出价。
And so the brothers responded, we are Christians who love the Lord, and we want to find a place to receive the saints, to gather in fellowship with his people. So the broker encouraged them quickly to make a bid.
弟兄们祷告以后呢，就决定出价了，很短的时间就接受了通知，这个 offer 接受了，就接受了。
And so after the brothers prayed, they decided to make an offer, and very quickly they were notified that the offer was accepted.
当这个弟兄们跟这个业主啊，就是卖主啊，见面的时候啊，这个业主就流着眼泪的告诉弟兄们。
When the brothers met the owner told the brothers with tears.
他说，这个是我父亲的遗愿，也是我跟我儿子进食祷告的结果。
That this was my father's last wish, as well as the result of me and my son's fasting and prayer.
原来啊，这个现在这个庄园的主人呢、啊，是一个80多岁的老太太。
It turned out that the owner of this castle was an elderly lady in her 80s.
他的父亲是一个生意人，在他晚年的时候呢，就被主得着了。
Her father was a businessman, and in his latter years, he was gained by the Lord.
他告诉女儿说，将来这个庄园啊，一定要给主用啊，但是一直没有实现。
And he told his daughter that this castle must be used for the Lord. However, it did not come to pass.
最后这个年迈的这个女儿啊，就决定出售。
And so in the end, this elderly daughter decided to sell it.
上市以后啊，就有好些人出好价钱，要做什么呢？要做赌场。要做酒店，要做赛马场。
And after it was listed, a lot of people offered good prices so that they could use the property to build a casino, a hotel, or a racetrack.
女儿没有忘记爸爸的遗愿呢，她就赶快把这个 property 下市，暂时不卖了。
However, the daughter did not forget her father's last wishes, and so she took it off the market.
她就跟她的儿子进食祷告以后呢，重新上市，求主成全。
So after she and her son fasted and prayed, they put it back on the market, asking God to accomplish His will.
2天不到，电话铃响了，弟兄们的 offer 出现了。
Only 2 days later, the phone rang and the brothers' bids appeared.
就这样子成交了。
And so it was done.
2018，过了几年的装修，到了今年差不多完工的，没有想到乌克兰战争爆发。
That was 2018. Several years have passed now, and the work was renovations had just been completed. And now we also know in 2022 the Ukraine war is occurring.
许多难民，特别是妇女，带着年幼的孩子逃到了欧洲，而德国政府呢，又对难民特别的 接纳。
Many refugees, particularly women and children in Ukraine, have fled Europe with their young children, and we know that Germany is very welcoming to refugees.
这个刚刚修好的庄园呢、啊，不但给因战乱流离失所的百姓得着了主爱的照顾，也给他们一个接触主。
This newly renovated castle has not only given people displaced a place to go, but they now are cared by God's love as well as a place to hear the gospel of the kingdom of God.
若不是有一般爱主的弟兄姊妹为着欧洲的复兴祷告，
If it were not for the prayer of these brothers who are praying, brothers and sisters praying for the revival of Europe.
若不是这个年老的太太和他儿子的禁食的祷告，
If it were not for the prayer of this elderly woman and her son fasting and praying.
就像轮中套轮所带下来的行动，
Just like how now it has brought about the action and movement of the wheels within a wheel.
谁有远见呢？
Who has this foresight?
当年有一个老年得救的弟兄说，将来这个要给主用。
An older brother long time ago said, one day this will be used by the Lord.
谁有远见呢？2022年会有乌克兰的战争呢？
Who would have foreknown that Ukraine would have this war?
下面一个经节。
Next verse.
以西结书一章十八节中。
In Ezekiel 1:18.
那个四个高而可畏轮网的周围满了眼睛。
We see that the four rims of these wheels, all four of them were full of eyes round about.
看得远。
They could see far.
看得清。
Can see clearly.
四处寻找预备了这一个复兴开展的场所。
It searched everywhere to prepare a place for the unfolding of this revival.
刚才会前我跟钟弟兄在交通啊，今天我能站在这里交通啊，也是这个神的眼睛啊预先看到了。
Earlier, I was just sharing with Brother Philip that to be able to share today also is because the eyes of God have already clearly foreknown it.
你知道我前一阵子感染了。
Previously, I also contracted the virus.
弟兄说啊，我们这个服事的次序啊，全部乱掉了。
And so the brothers told us that all of the arrangement of our schedule was all messed up.
但是呢
，But
正好。
It was perfect.
本来今天一个另外一个弟兄啊，我不讲那么多了，感谢赞美主。
I won't go into details. We thank the Lord.
所以呢，这个就是啊，还有很快的讲一讲啊，这个负责修复这个庄园的工程师呢，也是主预备。
I also need to tell you that the engineer who was prepared to do the renovation work was also prepared by God.
他是一个在德州做这个石油探勘的一个德国工程师。
He was an oil worker engineer here in Texas.
他车祸以后神迹般的恢复了，又遇见了这一班爱主的弟兄们，他就知道在德国有这一个基督徒庄园修复的工程。
After a car accident, he got to know the news that there's a group of brothers in Germany who are needing a person to do the renovation work.
更精彩的就是他推迟了马斯克特斯拉汽车工厂四倍利润丰盛的工程。
And what's more interesting is that he rejected a lucrative project that was four times the cost of Musk Tesla car factory.
接受了这个不容易修复的，但是为主用的大工程。
And accepted this major project that was not easy to undertake for the Lord.
这个特斯拉的人问他。
And so the people of Tesla asked him,
你不接受我们的工程，还有什么工程值得你去做？
If you don't accept our project, what other project is worth taking?
是 Apple 的？是 Google 的？是 Amazon 的？他说 No, 这是神的工程。
Is it Apple, Google, or Amazon? He says No, it is God's project.
当那个高大可畏充满眼睛轮网的大轮，
When the great wheel, lofty and awesome and full of eyes wheels,
在轮中套轮的祷告的推动之下，
When it is propelled by the prayer of the wheel in the wheel,
没有什么能拦阻。
Nothing can stop it.
就是世界上最有钱的公司也没有办法阻挡。
Not even the best company in the world can stop it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是一位行动的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, our God is a God of action.
他在地上正在寻找一般愿意用祷告和他一同配合行动的人。
He is looking and searching for people who are willing to cooperate with him in prayer.
在这个末世，
In these last days,
当战争、饥荒、瘟疫，
When we see that there's worms, famines, and plagues,
世界各地满了肉身和属灵死亡的光景的时候，
in a condition of a world that is filled with physical and spiritual death,
我们相信我们的神要做比这更大的事，他要得回这块地和这个地上所有属他的人。
We believe that the Lord will do something even greater than this, which is to gain back those, this land and the people who belong to him.
好不好？让我们都一起起来尽团体祭司的职分。
May we all rise up and enter into our ministry of being a corporate priest.
一同来到这个金香坛的面前，为着他的国和他的义，通行在这个地上向他祈求。
Let us all pray as we come before the golden altar of incense.
用我们的祷告配合主在地上的行动，好早日迎接他的再来。
And may we all petition, ask that the Lord will accomplish his work on earth through our prayers to welcome his return.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，谢谢你把我从僵亡的世界中拯救出来，来侍奉你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you for calling me out of this world to serve you.
能够在金香坛这里，就是在我的灵中烧香祷告来侍奉你。
That before this golden altar of incense, that is within my spirit, that I could burn incense and pray to you.
亲爱的主，但愿我这个瓦器里面的宝贝，就是基督，能够经过破碎的我。
Lord, I do pray that this vessel, after it has been broken and after you have placed your life inside of me,
成为我祷告的内容，做馨香的香，升到神面前，让神享受，让神满足。
That it will be the very content and fragrant aroma that ascends up to you so that you may be satisfied and enjoy it.
主啊，但愿我里的基督祷告天上的基督。
Lord, I pray that it would be the Christ in me praying to the Christ above.
推动神行动的大轮横扫全地。
To move the wheels that are searching throughout all the earth.
拯救灵魂
，to save souls，
使枯骨复生
，so that dry bones may come to life，
对付仇敌
，that the enemy may be dealt with，
使你的国度早日降临
，so that your kingdom may come。
我们奉主耶稣得胜全能的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen. Amen.